The Steve Cochran Show.
Credit card company's like, okay, you want to play with us? We'll play with you. Okay, the minimum payment now goes from 2% minimum payment to 4%.
Seems pretty upset.
Okay, so now you got a person that's barely hanging on. $20,000 to $30,000 with credit card debt at 2% is $400 to $600, right? It's manageable.
It's so angry.
Now you just, what do these morons do? They turn it into $800 to $1,200 a month. Who the hell can afford that?
Stop yelling at me.
This is so what do they have to do? They have to go out and take out another credit card to pay the credit cards off.
I promise you, I don't look for his fuse and light it. I really don't.
Take it easy, champ.
Maybe sit the next couple plays out. You know what I mean?
Well, that escalated quickly. It's 9-11. He's here. David Hochberg, always a pleasure to see you from Pearl Mortgage.
Good morning.
And you can call Hochberg at what number?
312-751-1333, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you could also go to WGNDavid.com.
So you had an idea, you brought it to me, I don't know, a month or so ago,
yep,
which I thought was terrific. David is very committed to helping folks who need help and maybe get overlooked. And this is cool because it's sort of a contest.
Well, it can't call it a contest because then we get legal all
sort
wonky.
Of a contest.
And we're stressing sort of.
Yeah.
It is a podcast where everybody wins, Steve. It was made clear to me that everybody wins.
Listen, if we didn't have enough lawyers in the tower to worry, we wouldn't be anywhere.
Yes.
But explain how this non-contest works.
Yes, this non-contest winning thing works like this. We did it last year where we had the biggest winners type of event where people would call in and get help to enhance their credit so they can either refinance or purchase a home in
right.
the credit challenge.
Right,
and over 350 people registered, and all 350 people got help. And in some way, shape, or form, we did about 100 loans where people were able to refinance or buy new homes because they didn't know where to go. So I took it one step further this year. I said, can we do it again and try to get WGN-TV involved? And then one more step further, let's do a podcast of at least 12 individuals, participants. Six people looking to refinance, six people looking to purchase who are severely credit challenged, don't know where to go to get help. I will personally work with 12 of them, but they have to agree to share their story on a podcast. We'll do a podcast every Thursday, and for 20 minutes, it'll be a quick in and out.
Sure.
And one person that's looking to refinance, one person looking to purchase, will have 8 to 10, 12 minutes, whatever. I'll do 4 minutes of what's going on locally in the real estate market, and they'll tell their story so people could follow along.
And learn.
And learn from other people's experiences. At WGN-TV, I went to my friends at WGN-TV, and they said, that sounds like a great idea. We want to be involved in this. So you might have a chance to be part of WGN-TV's 14 hours of newscasting that they have there, and they're looking for content.
It's
great. And it's under the guise of helping people get the information they need to put themselves in a better financial position going forward. That's all we're doing.
And showing people that they actually can, in many cases, refi or buy, even if they're in a credit death situation.
Yeah.
And if it really is the ultimate bad situation, how to get it fixed as quickly as possible.
Give them instructions and directions on where to go and create a roadmap to take them from point A to point B. Because we talk to people every day that are in 5%, 6%, 7% loans that don't know what to do. And then after a 4 or 5 or 6, depending upon how severely credit challenged they are, we put them on a program. And I took somebody, you know, one of your listeners, husband-wife team. I just recorded the spot yesterday. Husband and wife team. Wife was so severely damaged, we kind of put her on the shelf and we concentrated on the husband because we could enhance his credit over a four-month period of time. She's still working on hers. Got his credit scores up 60-some points in a four-month period of time, just putting in the techniques that we have to get it up. To get the credit up, I should say, with a gift from her parents and a $9,000 closing cost credit from the seller, they purchased a home at the end of last year, celebrated Christmas in their new home with their two kids. Very, very, very rewarding and successful story. 6 months after contacting me, we had them close in a new single-family house here in Chicago.
And if they hadn't done it that way and listened to what you had to say,
they'd still be renting.
That's right.
And just going around and around and around and around and around of, you know, merry-go-round of bad, because not knowing what to do in order to get their credit enhanced. We put them into a simple technique that we use for a lot of people, and this guy's credit score, boom, shot up, and we got stuff removed. We gave him some good credit, and with his income and the mother-in-law's gift and the seller's closing cost credit, he had enough money to buy the home.
You know, Andre, I know you've worked with David Hochberg, so have I, but one of the things that I like that you do, you know, I mean, look, let's be honest, he's nuts. Yeah. But the best kind, because he's completely honest. And this was came up in the commercial I was talking about a little while ago, because I know somebody that saved $1,000 in closing costs. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because you don't need to tease them to come in and give them a line of BS
and
make some money on the tail end. You tell them the truth.
Well, listen.
And by the way, that's the good news and the bad news.
Well, sure. And listen, when people call me, it's like, I'm going to tell you what you need to know. I'm not going to candy coat it, you know, because I got four other people I got to call to tell them the same thing. Are you ready? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, well, these are what you need to do. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, I'm going to put you with one of my experienced license or, you know, loan originators that's going to take you from here to the finish line. But when it comes to closing costs, when your friend called me, you know, to compare closing costs, I'm like, okay, you know, send me what's called a loan estimate. He sent me the loan estimate, and I laid it out side by side. I didn't play any games on my life. I didn't play any games, and my closing costs were over $1,000 less than my competitor's closing costs. And he took my and he was already into the deal with the guy. You know, the rate was locked and all that
but
stuff.
But he took it back to the other guy.
He took it back to the other guy, and guess what happens? Lo and behold, miraculously, $1,000 of closing costs disappears. It would have been nice if the guy called me first.
Right.
Right, but now he knows. He thanked me for saving him $1,000, and I'm like, okay, you know, stakes at Morton's on you when you close.
Sure.
Okay,
that's
and
his line. Yeah, that's his line. Remember when I first refinanced with David?
You were nervous, Nelly.
That was the are you nuts? Because the
4.875%. What do you think?
Yeah, it was
David?
Almost 5, and he went after saying are you nuts? We went through the process. It was great. Then I wanted to refinance again because rates were way down again. And he said, you know what? Let's see what's best for you.
Yes. But I think
it was a kinder, gentler, softer.
I think not pussyfooting around is a positive.
Oh, I agree.
Because if you sit down with somebody, and I know you do this, and frankly, probably not this nicely, but you sit down with somebody and you go, you're not a bad person.
Right.
You're just really bad at handling your money.
Right.
We need to get better at this. I'm going to show you how to do it. So this is not a personal attack.
Not at all.
This is a way for you to get what you want as quickly as possible.
It's human nature also, too, to say, should I do it? Should I not? You know, it's hard to make that final decision. Sometimes you need the little push to
You overthink
it.
Things?
No. No, not I don't
do,
mean me.
Do you think I should refinance
Others.
My 4.8% loan? What are you, crazy? Of course we're going to refinance. I think that was the response. Like, are you nuts? Let's go.
Yeah.
Hold me.
Yeah. Here, I'll give you a perfect example, you know, because we used it in the past. John DeCoss, right?
Yeah,
the first time I met John, it took him 6-8 weeks to finally call me. He's like, I really need to talk to him. I'm like, okay. So, like, week after
His
week.
His credit rating was 4.
Well, it had a 4 in it, but it wasn't really good. And, you know, I'm like, are you going to call me? When are you going to call me? And then I got tired of asking him. So I'm like, hey, you know where to reach me. Calls me, comes to my office with his beautiful wife.
Yeah, Jackie.
I scared the living bejesus out of her because I'm just like, I thought we'd have to get the paddles and oxygen tank
well,
for her.
Well, many people have never met you.
Well, sure,
yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think John's like, honey, it's okay. And, you know, he kept looking over. She's like pale white. I'm just like, listen, this is what you got to do. I had Clydesdales coming in, and I was using every analogy that I could get. And she's like, I like horses, but Clydesdales are really big. I go, exactly. And that's what's going to happen through your living room if you don't do what I tell you to do. And John's like, honey, he really means well. And guess what happened? A year later, over $2,000 a month savings. Credit score is up over 100 points. And they're in a much better position today. Because John's got such a stable job, you know, comedian.
As a comedian. Yeah,
as
yeah,
a comedian.
Yeah.
He doesn't get any more stable than that.
But I got an update for you that you're not aware of because they refied a second time with you guys.
That's
John
right.
John told me this week they are now saving almost $3,000 a month.
Really?
That's $35,000 a year.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. All right. So
don't hesitate.
We'll keep you up to date on the podcast, but what do people do now?
It's very simple. It's very, very simple. It's free. It's free. Everybody that sends me an email wins. Okay?
Okay,
it's not a contest.
No, it's not a contest.
So keep the attorneys upstairs on the 7th
floor.
Stay
in your offices.
That's right. Here's what you do: if you, your friends, your family, your kids in your basement, if you want them out, okay, and if you're stuck in 6-8% loans, 5-8% loans, and you want help, go to wgndavid.com.
Right.
Just click on email me. I just need you to email me your name and your phone number and the best time to reach you. Okay?
Sure.
And one of my guys will reach out to you. I will pick 12 participants, six people that want to refinance, six people that want to purchase. And I will work with them personally. But you have to agree to and sign a waiver to be on TV and to be part of the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we will, and you're going to be on once a week. We're going to do a study. We're going to do,
and then people can follow it.
A case study, so your listeners could tune in and learn from other listeners on what they're doing. It'll be three podcasts. We're going to do it once every 6 weeks. So we're going to do six and six on a 6 week rotation. Sure. So after 18 weeks, we're going to have results.
It's when is the first one going up? What's the plan?
The cutoff is February 10th. We're going to give people 2 weeks to send me emails because we want to open this up to as many people as possible.
Sure.
Everybody that sends me an email is a winner. It's called the Biggest Winners Podcast.
Not a contest.
Podcast.
Yeah.
It's a podcast. And we're helping people enhance their credit so they could refinance or purchase a home.
So if you want to refi or you want to buy, again, where do they send it?
You go to WGNDavid.com.
Got it.
And you just send me an email. Name, phone
just
number.
Just contact info.
That's it. That's all I need.
Okay.
And I'll take care of it.
Okay,
And if you want to refinance or purchase. And if you want to like me, Ross Cochran is here videotaping, he's my new social media coordinator,
guru, and
licensed mortgage originator, loan originator.
Yes.
And he's going to take all this stuff, and we're going to put all this on Facebook. And if you want to like me, because Ross says he's here, and he says it's good for me if you like me, so like me, because that's what people say. You know, back in the day, really didn't care if you liked me or not, but now I need to care.
Yes.
So you need to like me. And follow me on Twitter, and we'll tweet or twit, we'll do whatever with this stuff. And Ross will do all the stuff, and we'll educate people on how to enhance their credit.
Right. You want to plug where you can find him at all?
David Hochberg on Twitter and David Hochberg Pearl Mortgage.
Yeah.
It's good thing
David Hochberg Pearl Mortgage on Facebook, David Hochberg on Twitter.
It's good thing he's not doing Instagram yet.
Well, hang on. It's David Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. It's David Hochberg Pearl Mortgage. Did you just say that?
Yeah, he did, actually. No, okay. But feel free to jump in. Okay. We'll come back
really
with Troy Murray in just a second on 720 WGN.